Mi chiamo Afura Kanu Afurite Kaitnut. Ineye ma'a keruda. Medinde kwesi ra nehmpata akan. Greetings to all Afura Kanu Afurite Kaitnut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'a kerude. My name is Kwesi Ra Nehmpata Akan. Afura Kanu Afurite Kaitnut. Respect divine wisdom. The Nananom Mpanyimfo, the spiritually cultivated Afurakani elders and Afurite Kaitnit elderesses, are the repositories of divine wisdom in the human sphere, repositories of the knowledge of divine order and its application in every phase and aspect of our existence as component parts of particular Umusia or Afurakani Afurite Kaitnit ancestral clans. Because the Nananom Mpanyimfo, the spiritually cultivated Afurakani Afurite Kaitnit elders and elderesses, are repositories of divine wisdom, and because Afurakanu Afurite Kaitnut respect divine wisdom, that respect extends automatically to this particular class of Mpanyimfo. It is this class of Mpanyimfo, the Nananom Mpanyimfo, who upon their transition to Asamando, the ancestral realm, become Nananom Nsamanfo, spiritually cultivated ancestresses and ancestors. The title Nana in Akan culture, plural Nananom, embodies the highest office attainable in Akan society. Nana is an earned office. It represents one who has fully recognized, embraced, and perpetually executes his or her Nkrabea, his or her divine function in creation without fail. Those Afura Kanu Afurite Kaitnut who harmonize every thought, intention, and action with Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshie, divine order, consistently, are those who become models to be emulated in society. Their subine, their character, is subine pa, good character, and is the underpinning of civilized life and stability in the Afurakani Afurite Kaitnit nation. For they possess the capacity to access the Nananom Nsamanfo, the spiritually cultivated ancestresses and ancestors, and the Abosom, the goddesses and gods, the divine forces in nature. The Nananom Mpanyimfo therefore function as conduits of the grand reservoir of over 1 million generations of accumulated Afurakani Afurite Kaitnit wisdom, divine wisdom, which they access for the benefit of the entire population. When these Nananom Mpanyimfo, these spiritually cultivated elders and elderesses, make transition via death, they become part of the class of spiritual Nananom. They become Nananom Nsamanfo. They are Nsamanfo, a group of ancestresses and ancestors who are Nananom, spiritually cultivated. This class of Asamanfo, the Nananom Nsamanfo, upon entrance into Asamando, the ancestral realm, are endowed by Nyamewa Nyame, the Supreme Being, with the power, consciousness, and responsibility to assist their Afurakani Afurite Kaitnit family members who continue to exist on earth with our spiritual cultivation. They become conscious participants from Asamando to further Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshie, the divine order. However, Mpanyimfo Nyina Nye Nananom, all of those whom are older, are not honorable elders and elderesses. In Akan culture, the term Kwaseya Panyin is defined as the stupid, Kwaseya, elder, Opanyin. Opanyin Janjan is defined as the elder, Opanyin, who is worthless or useless, Janjan. When these kinds of elders, elderesses, make their transition to Asamando, the ancestral realm, they do not become part of the company of Nananom Nsamanfo, the honored or spiritually cultivated ancestresses and ancestors. In fact, some of them become Nsamain Boni, evil, disordered, discarnate spirits, whom I never, never venerated, nor given oshue, libation, or any other offering. They are rejected and repelled by us. Africans, respect your elders. No, Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, respect only their good Mpanyimfo, good elders and elderesses, and their spiritually cultivated Mpanyimfo, but have only disdain for the Kwasea Panyimfo, the stupid elders and elderesses. These individuals are held up as examples to children of what not to be. These individuals are not honored in this realm, nor in the ancestral realm. We do not honor nor show respect for rapists, murderers, molesters, and dissexuals, nor do we show respect for liars, thieves, lazy individuals, manipulative individuals, substance abusers, spousal abusers, ignorant individuals, lustful individuals, and others who have no respect for Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshie. We do not respect them no matter how old they are. Accepting foolishness in the person of an elder or elderess is not our culture. It is not the culture of the Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut anywhere in the world. It never has been and it never will be. It is the whites and their offspring who deliberately mistranslated our teachings in order to corrupt our way of living. They mistranslated elder so that it would include them, as well as anyone who is older, into the societal class which normally demands respect. There is no such thing as a spiritually cultivated or honorable elder or elderess amongst the whites and their offspring. There never has been and never will be. Spirits of disorder can never be spiritually cultivated in this world nor the spirit realm. By mistranslating the meaning of elder, the whites and their offspring were able to brainwash some of our Kwasea Panyimfo, stupid elders and elderesses, into embracing Christianity, Islam, Hebrewism, Hinduism, Vedanta, Buddhism, their various forms, and others. The immature amongst us, child and adult, would not reject these fake religions because we were now being told that we are supposed to respect all of our quote-unquote elders in African society. We would therefore foolishly embrace the white older individual, bringing the fake religion, and the foolish elder, elderess in our society who accepted it. The immature amongst us would thus perpetuate the ignorance of the Kwasea Panyimfo and ultimately become Kwasea Panyimfo themselves. Note that it is only the Kwasea Panyim, the stupid elder or stupid elderess, who is capable of accepting the whites and their offspring on any level. The Nananom and other conscious Mpanyimfo are incapable of accepting any of the whites and their offspring, their culture, or fake religions on any level, for the true conscious Mpanyimfo and the Nananom are incapable of accepting disorder. Only the stupid elder and stupid elderess, the Kwasea Panyin, embraces dissexuality. Only the stupid elder, elderess, the Kwasea Panyin, embraces the whites and their offspring as brother and sister. Only the Kwasea Panyin, the stupid elder, stupid elderess, who claims to be an Okomfo, Abosomfo, Babalao, Olorisha, Hungan, Nganga, Sangoma, Dibia, attempts to convince other Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, that the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou, the Arusi, do not see color, and that the whites and their offspring can be initiated as priests and priestesses in Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion. Only the Kwasea Panyin, the stupid elder, stupid elderess, can tell that lie, partly because the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou, do not deal with the Kwasea Panyin. Even if the Abosom worked through them at one time, the Abosom will leave the previously consecrated shrine of the Kwasea Panyin, the stupid elder or stupid elderess, when their stupidity begins to infect the population. Yet, the Kwasea Panyin will continue to take on clientele. They will continue to fraudulently function as priests, priestesses. That is until the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou kills them. When you see a small epidemic of priests, priestesses, dying at comparatively young ages, you should inquire as to what activities they were engaged in. Were they accepting of this sexuality and the whites and their offspring? Were they engaged in other unscrupulous behavior, such as overcharging clients, lying about what came out in divination, using clients for sex? All of these activities and many others have gotten so-called priests and priestesses killed by their own parent Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, deities, decades before they would have ordinarily died. Yet there are some Negro priests and priestesses who are still alive, having reached advanced age, yet are just as unscrupulous, yet they have not been overlooked. They and their organizations have been preserved for a period in order to be taken down by the people themselves in the same humiliating manner that they have attempted to take down the culture and the people with it. And it is only a matter of time, dependent only on the speed with which a certain class of Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, become awakened. What is the litmus test for the Nana, the elder, elderess in Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral culture and religion? If they adhere to Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshie consistently, without fail, they have achieved that societal office. All Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut have titles in our various languages for this societal office, yet the same standard unifies us all. Watch and record. Does the so-called elder or elderess in the culture, in the religion, embrace disorder and spirits of disorder, the whites and their offspring, their culture, their fake religions? Then you know that you are not dealing with a Nana, Baba, Iya, elder or elderess. You are dealing with Kwasea Panyin, the stupid, foolish elder, the stupid, foolish elderess, and you are to reject them outright. Your Nananom Nsamanfo, Egungun, Kuvita, Mul, your spiritually cultivated ancestresses and ancestors already support you in this. The Abosom, the Orisha, Vodou, Arusi, the goddesses and gods already support you in this. They all do so because Nyamewa Nyame, Mawu and Lisa, Chukwu and Komosu support them and you in this. The functioning of the Afura Kani Afurai Kaitnit spirit in creation is represented by Ahinasa, the triangle. At the apex of Ahinasa is your Okra, your Ori, your soul, a drop of the divine consciousness of Nyamewa Nyame dwelling within your spirit. That entity which always pulls you toward Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshie, divine order. At the bottom right point of Ahinasa, the triangle, is the Abosom, the spirit forces in nature. They give you the power and consciousness necessary in order for you to accomplish your objectives, that which your Okra leads you to do. At the bottom left point of Ahinasa is the Nananom Nsamanfo, the honored ancestresses and ancestors. They give you the guidance on how to utilize that divine power and consciousness of the Abosom according to your particular ancestral protocol. Fish and Afura Kani Afurai Kaitni people need water to survive. However, because our ancestry is different, the manner in which we take in that resource is different. If we tried to take in water like the fish, owing to the fact that we are all beings on this planet that need water, we would drown. We must function according to our nature. Different Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit groups have different ancestral protocols because we have different spiritual and physiological anatomies. While we all must harmonize with the same divine forces in nature, we are slightly different and must honor those differences by honoring the guidance given to us by our specific Nananom Nsamanfo. It is in this manner that we properly harmonize with the Abosom, physically, spiritually, and hence culturally. The Ahinasa, the triangle, is duplicated in Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit society. At the apex of the societal Ahinasa, the societal triangle, is the Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit individual. At the bottom right point of Ahinasa are the Okomfo, Abosomfo, the priests and priestesses whom represent the Abosom in the world. At the bottom left point of Ahinasa are the Nananom Mpanyimfo, who represent the Nananom Nsamanfo in the world. Just as the Abosom and Nananom Nsamanfo provide your Sumsum, your spirit, with power, consciousness, and guidance, so do the true Okomfo, Abosomfo, Babalao, Ianifa, priests and priestesses, and the true Nananom Mpanyimfo, the true elders and elderesses, access power, consciousness, and guidance for the Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit individual in society. In the Ahinasa of the spirit and the Ahinasa of the society, the Okra and the individual are at the apex, and the Abosom and Nananom Nsamanfo, the Asofo, priest and priestesshood, and the Nananom Mpanyimfo are the points of Ahinasa making up the bottom, which support, which serve the Okra and serve the individual, the apex. If the Mpanyimfo are not serving, supporting the individual, you, in the societal order, with divine guidance, they are not Mpanyimfo. If the Asofo, the priest and priestesshood, are not serving, supporting the Okra, your soul, then they are not Asofo, for they are not serving your Okra, the apex, and are therefore not serving the Supreme Being. In Akan culture, there is an Ebe, a proverb which states that when the fish rots, it begins to rot first in the head. It is time to clean our heads and remove those heads which are rotten in our culture with the infection of the whites and their offspring. Medinde Kwesi Ra Nehmpata Akan, Eneye Ma'o Keruda.